This is Jessica Saucier coming live here in Boca Raton, Florida. I still fucking think it's goddamn Raton, but everybody wants to say Raton, so I'm not one to jump on the bandwagon, but sometimes you just have to stop giving a fuck. And Raton, fuck it. It's, you know, it's like my last name. People want to say Saucier. It's like the I-E-R is, you know, it's like an A. God damn it. I'm rolling a joint in my garage, and the light likes to go off a lot. We have these, like, fucking roaches, right? Like, we're not gross people. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's just an old-ass house, and they were probably fucking here because this is an old-ass house. And, like, you know, it happens. It's a garage. It's open. But they're like birds. They're like bird roaches. And they're the biggest goddamn things I've ever seen. And I look at them, and I'm like, I work out in here, you know? Like, get the fuck out of here. And then they look like they're sorry. So then I feel like shit. But I could, like, it's just gross. I hope you guys all hear me. I think you're all fucking gross. But if you don't fuck with me, I'm not going to fuck with you. Like, me and snakes, we have an understanding. Like, I go outside. And when I feel like, because, I mean, I live in South Florida, okay? By a lake. And surprisingly, knock on fucking wood that's probably infested with bird-like roaches, but it's just the garage, like, it's just, like, and probably where they came from was probably the storage unit, and I know that you've all heard that, because, like, we have a lot of shit, so it's not the house, like, our house is fucking gorgeous, and there's, like, we have a fucking bomb-ass exterminator, too, but every time, like, I'm like, Ma, did you let them know about the bird-like fucking goddamn cockroaches in the place in the garage where all our storage shit was, which I told you to probably throw out anyway. But then again, I mean, you can't throw out everything. I mean, we've all had this problem. Like, don't sit there and fucking tell me that you've never, ever, 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 ever put shit in the storage, you know, which that's fine. Maybe you haven't, but like, a shout out to the people out there that I put in putting some shit in the storage room. You know you came home with some roaches. All I'm saying. So what do we do about that? Is that a lawsuit? Jesus, I gotta stop. I'm supposed to... Here's my thing. So... Jesus, I lost it. No, I didn't. But, I mean, that's established. Just kidding. I meant I lost my headphones. So that being said, I'm gonna go smoke a joint right now. And this conversation is going to get a lot more interesting because I'm delirious at the same time. My new job's going really well. It's going well. It's going really fucking well. It's just this whole multitasking bullshit. Like, it's just, and the fact, like, I think that, like, I just got to call my university because I'm having to retake this class again that I made a B in. And I fucking hate bees, but at this point in my life and how hard I've busted my ass, I took a C in business law because I had a lot going on. And that counts. I mean, like, you don't graduate and you don't have to sit there on the microphone and say, well, the reason why my grade point average is the reason why it is because I got a C in this class, but I got an A in this one. And I used to be so, like, fucking OCD about it. Like, I'd be like, I would cry if I got, like, I would have that feeling in my stomach of, like, I want to punch so much shit if I had, like, an 88. And I think that comes from, like, my past history of, like, competitive figure skating at such a young age because that's, I mean, fucked. Tanya Harding, that's all I'm going to say. And then it happened again. Recently, this bitch, like, she sliced the girl's calf. And the verdict came in the fucking court. Found her guilty as hell, but she pleaded guilty, so you never know what the plea bargain was, so I said I wasn't gonna, but it's natural. So it's nice, I love mortgages, I love law, so everything's good, I'm just tired, and I want to smoke this joint, and so I was gonna have a little conversation with you guys about scrubs, okay? I've always wanted a pair of scrubs. When I wash my hands, I legitimately make sure that I make it look like how they do it in Grey's Anatomy because I just feel like it's so epic. Like, they, like, put their arms up, like, in, like, a, like, they have them up in a vertical way And they just wash them so delicately with the gloves on and the scrubs on, about to go do fucking boss ass shit. I love that shit. I really do. So my mom makes fun of me because, like, I think I bought Emma, or she bought Emma, this little, like, thing for Christmas, this past Christmas in 2018, that it was, like, an intestines body-like thing, and you had to put it all together. And you had to, like, put the spleen where the spleen, like, literally, it would not go together unless you had every fucking part of the stomach, gas, everything in place. Like, you needed to have the bones, the fucking phalanges, the goddamn motherfucking phalanges. That's probably one of my favorite words known to man, and I wish I could use it more. I really do. Like, I just don't understand. Like, but what? How is that gonna play out? Like, hey, like, if I'm just like, I mean, who really just talks about their fingers that much anyway? Like, I guess I could be like, I gotta go get my phalange nails done. I guess that's what I could say when I go get my nails done. Like, I gotta get the next gen on my phalanges. And then you got your, like, tarsals, and like, we're dinosaurs. We're fucking freaks. Humans, we all are. We're animals. We're freaks. But I can't think of what the feet are called. But it's the same. It's like phalange. Maybe phalange. No, phalanges are the fingers. Let me go ask Google real quick. Hold on. Oh my God. It literally. Oh my God, my garage has like a mind of its own. I said I'm gonna go ask Google, and I like literally am not delirious. I opened my garage to leave, to go ask him. To go ask him. Now she's barking. God damn it. I'm too tired for this bullshit. Anyway, I'll ask Google in a second. I'm actually on a mission right now. But no, let's get to the point. I think I rambled a little bit. Fucking God, like, I'm so mad right now. Like, I lost a bunch of shit that's really important, and it sucks a lot. Actually, like, it sucks a lot. Like, a lot. Because that was a shitload of money. And I know I put it right in here, but I don't see it in here, so maybe I didn't put it in. I'll find that shit. Hi, sweetheart. Dakota says hi. Say the kitty bye. Did I put it? Like, that's the thing about me. Like, I like change, so I like to put like shit in weird places. So I'm like, this is where this really needs to go. So I'll find like a random cabinet and be like, this is where I'm keeping it. Just remember. And like nine. Oh, I found it. Here we go. No, is that what I'm looking for? Oh my God, that would be super epic if it were. Hold on, guys, I'll keep you posted. Hold the fucking phone. Hold that shit loudly and proudly. Don't drop it because I'm gonna call. It's exactly what I'm looking for. You think, like, that was so, like, exactly. Like, everything's always right in my head. I overthink. That's what I think. Oh, I gotta sign my kid's planner. Here we go. I'm glad that I realized that's where she put it, because she's gonna be pissed. Aww. She's so cute. Oh, they're learning about leaders and stuff in math. Like, I'm boss at math, but not at that kind of shit. What does that mean? Why the hell she get a five? She probably thought that I, like, no, I wrote it with a Sharpie like an idiot. And I put good luck on FSA. Because it's like this huge Florida State test, and they're like, it's so fucking bullshit. It's like, that pisses me off. That's fine. She circled that and said Emma, and She probably, well, the best, the thing is, her best friend is Sebastian Felser, who is the son of my old boss. And I love them and their family, and they're amazing. But, like, he's a little facetious one, and I love him to death. But she circled it. But he signs, he'll try to sign his dad's name and stuff. So maybe she thought that that's what, because it looks all sloppy as shit. And I feel bad. But I'm going to let her know. And why wouldn't Emma tell me about, oh, that was today? But maybe that's not even the reason why she got a five, because if that were the reason she got a five instead of a six, like they know, like a six is the best you can get behavioral wise. It's like their conduct every day. And if she gets a five, and if it were my fault, oh, best bet I know about it. So the fact that she like didn't even mention it, so maybe it's not even like me. But if it is, I'm gonna get that fixed, and we're gonna get a six on here. So here's the thing. I couldn't find anything about a Sharpie, and I just wanted to write my kid a good note and say good luck with the FSA, Emma. To be encouraging, because they fucking freak these kids out that like they're gonna fail and shit, and it's ridiculous, and it's actually sick as fuck, but whatever. But the word good luck, the Sharpie kind of like, it kind of, do we have any pens around here that fucking actually work? The luck actually, like the Sharpie meshed with another word, and it actually looked like the word fuck. And I was like, I can't like send it in, so I was like, I can cross it out, and it's Sharpie, and it definitely looks like a kid wrote that. It looks sloppy. It looks actually creepy. I gotta, she's probably like, oh my God, what is wrong with your mama? But it's not. Like, it's just like I have a perfectly great explanation. I'm gonna write a note to her actually on this. I'll write you an email about that. Disgust. Now then she'll really think I'm nuts. I'm just gonna write, I will email you on the Sharpie mess. Oh my God, it's like you always have to please everybody. It gets so fucking annoying. Like, I just want to be like, you know what? I accidentally wrote the word fucked instead of luck, because my brain's all over the place, because I started a new job, which is going great. And then, but it's like, fuck it. Like, I don't know why, like, fuck that. Like, you know what? Fuck it. I will send her an email just to clear things up. But if Emma got a five because of that, I would have heard about it. So I know for a fact that's not why. Unless she, like, I don't know. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, the scrubs thing. So I've always wanted scrubs, because I'm like, why does it have, I honestly don't feel like talking anymore. So I think this, I think I've said enough. I think I'll make you all laugh with whatever, and I'm probably gonna laugh my ass off and listen back to this. And I think I've made a lot of good points, but I'm literally delirious, and I want to eat a whole plate of lasagna, because that's what was for dinner. And I hear thing like, what the fuck is my dog getting into? Trigger.
Trigger.
I talk like with a lisp when I talk to my dogs. Don't ask. Don't tell. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out. Legit. I'm about to. Well, I might be back for part two about the scrubs, because I'm about to smoke this joint, but highly doubt it. So, au revoir.